Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we again looked at Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30, and I want to read that to you. It's such a great passage. It says, "And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.'" And I love this passage because it reminds us of something that if we've been following Jesus for some time, we're aware of, but it can be so easy in the midst of our busyness to forget. And that reminder is that Jesus came to proclaim good news. It says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, and he's anointed Jesus to proclaim good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives. And there's so many things that are in view there, both in Isaiah and also in Jesus's use of it here in Luke chapter 4. But I just want to remind you today that Jesus came to proclaim good news. To be honest, it's been a rough week for me, and it's been a week filled with bad news. And that's the world that we live in. So many of us carry so many heavy things. So many of us have had moments where we receive some really crushing bad news, and we can rest in the reality that Jesus came to proclaim good news. And his good news that he proclaims to those of us who are rich or poor or anything in between is that he is in charge and that he is good. He is ruling and reigning the universe, that through his death and resurrection, he has made atonement for our sin. He allows us to be reconciled to God through trust in his name and what he has done in the cross and in his resurrection. He is now interceding for us at the right hand of God. He tells his disciples in Matthew 28 and in other places that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. He came to proclaim good news. He is in charge. He is good. And he invites everybody everywhere to trust him and to receive forgiveness from the guilt of our sin and freedom from the blindness and the slavery that sin imposes on us. And I want to remind you today that Jesus came to proclaim good news. And so I hope that you're having a great day. Some of you, like me, are not having a great day, but we serve a great God, and he is good. And so in the midst of our suffering, he is worthy of our praise. In the midst of our joy, he is worthy of our praise. And so I want to encourage you today to remember that Jesus came to proclaim good news, and he is in charge, and he is good. And no matter what happens to you today or tomorrow or what happened yesterday, Jesus's tomb is still empty, and he is still on his throne, and he still loves us very, very much. He is worthy of our praise. So let's take a moment and pray and just thank Jesus that he is worthy of our praise no matter what is going on in our lives, and thank him that he came to proclaim good news. Lord Jesus, we do praise you and thank you that you are worthy of our praise no matter what is going on in our lives. We praise you and thank you that you came to proclaim good news, that the Christmas reminds us that you left your throne in heaven so that you could be with us, that you could dwell with us, so that you could show us what a perfect life looked like, and so that ultimately you could suffer and die so that we might be reconciled to God through your shed blood. Jesus, we praise you for your resurrection, that your power was so great that death could not hold you. And we praise you that you now are seated at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for all who call upon your name for salvation. Jesus, please help us. Give us wisdom and strength. Life can often be hard, but you are good. Help us to trust you and to love you all the days of our lives. We pray this all in Christ's name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own, and again, truly hope that you are having a great day. May the Lord bless you. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.